WEY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 63. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 93. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jechanowski says this week's new crop production estimates will be made mostly from surveys of farmers about their expected yields.
Up until now, you know, our yield forecasts have basically just been based on trend analysis, some, you know, weather-adjusted trend. You know, they haven't been based on real data collected in the field. So we're going to get some of that, kind of the first taste of some of that real data based on what farmers are expecting or how farmers are expecting their crop to turn out.
After Friday's round of supply and demand forecasts, the process will get even more intense each month until harvest is over.
The August report is always an important one because of that new information we get from NASS, and then really each report going forward. September we'll get more information based on objective yield surveys, NASS folks going out and measuring yields directly in the field, and then we'll start getting some harvest results. So kind of from now through harvest, every month is going to be a big new development for us.
And pro farmer scouts will fan across the Corn Belt to measure this year's corn and soybean yield potential during their 30th annual Pro Farmer Crop Tour, August 22nd through 25th. The tour is an August ritual covering seven Midwestern states and capturing the attention of the industry and other folks in the media. Observation results shared nightly in in-person events throughout the tour route. Registration is required to attend those. Pro Farmer Crop Tour is the most thorough and followed inspection of yield potential during a critical time of the growing season. For more information, profarmer.com. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new one-owner trade-in 2021 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD High Country Edition pickup. 20,000 miles on this like-new truck ready to roll. They have a 2019 Chevy Traverse, 31,000 miles, and a 2017 GMC Acadia priced under $20,000 at the Nordis Motor Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. COVID cases continue dropping in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment's weekly update shows daily new cases continuing a downward trend that started in mid-July. However, the rolling average of more than 800 new cases a day does keep most of the state in the high incident rate. Last week, 55 Kansas counties were ranked at a high community. This week, it's down to 41. Among those at high are Shawnee, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha, Brown, Pottawatomie, Geary, and Clay counties. Just Food, Douglas County's local food bank, announced on Wednesday that it has signed a lease agreement to take over the space at 805 Vermont Street. It will primarily serve as a production facility where recovered foods will be turned into ready-to-eat meals. While the program has operated in the community since March, Just Food said the dedicated space will allow it to ramp up production to a new level. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates that around 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, emergency crews were called to the area of Highway 73, about 9.5 miles south of Hiawatha, with reports of an injury accident. When the officials arrived, they said they found Nicole Strauss, 48, of Falls City, Nebraska, was heading south in her 2017 Ford Fusion when her vehicle left the road, went into a ditch, and hit a tree. KHP said Strauss was rushed to a local hospital for treatment of suspected serious injuries. A Wichita man was in court on Wednesday to hear his sentence after he pleaded guilty in relation to a fiery crash near Valley Center that killed a man in March of 2020. Russeller Polk, 46, was sentenced to 122 months in prison, which equals to about 10 years and 2 months. He did plead guilty on June 29th of this year to one count of leaving the scene of an accident and a misdemeanor count of vehicular homicide. That's according to Sedgwick County officials. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Lincoln Police Department said they are investigating an incident at Oak Lake on Tuesday. Officials said around 7:15 p.m., officers, along with the Lincoln Fire and Rescue, were called to the scene. According to the report, officials made contact with a 26-year-old male who reported jumping into the lake to flee a male who threatened him with a knife. The Lincoln Police Department said the investigation is ongoing. The State Appeals Court is upholding the prison sentence of one of four people convicted in the death of a Central Nebraska 4-year-old. Dustin Scoville's conviction was affirmed by the Nebraska Court of Appeals on Tuesday. Scoville was sentenced to 49 to 50 years in prison in Kearney County District Court back in 2010 after the death of 4-year-old Landon Payne in Minden in 2009. Scoville was looking for post-conviction relief. He had argued in court documents that his counsel was ineffective and that his sentence was excessive. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We know it's hot outside in July. So Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino is cranking up the cold.
Hard.
Cash. Aggressive rollovers and cash drawings every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday night.
And that's just the beginning.
Saturday, July 30th, someone will win a brand new Jeep Cherokee and
aggressive rollover
with a minimum of $16,000.
It's a grand total of more than $100,000 in cash this July.
Plus, our indoor water park is always 72 degrees.
Don't get beat by the heat.
Come win cold, hard cash.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino.
Highway 77 in Newkirk,
where the winners play.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved several upcoming events, including the K-State Marching Band Festival with area high schools at Marysville Friday, August 19th. Upwards of 800 band members are expected, with day-long rehearsals and then a public performance of pregame and halftime shows by the Kansas State Band and high school students, joining in a finale at Landall Family Sports Complex. The Pony Express Gravel Dash, Saturday, September 10th, with 300 riders expected for a 7:30 a.m. departure downtown, and the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K departing at 8 a.m. that day. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is hosting a squirrel jam in the Marysville City Park again this year, Sunday, September 18th. The ordinance regarding utility vehicle operation on city streets, which was adopted in 2019, was reviewed with recommendation that it also include gas-powered golf carts and a flag be installed on each that would be a foot above the canopy. Operation would continue to remain limited to daylight hours. A request for demolition reimbursement assistance was approved for House 905 Calhoun. An ordinance regarding water conservation policy and procedures was approved as presented. Engineers were present to continue discussion regarding updates to the city's sewage lagoon facility. They noted surveys indicating that current usage is running nearly 80% of capacity, with a suggestion that accommodation may be considered that would expand capacity by an additional 15%. Future demand expansion options were also outlined, including expansion from 12 to 18 acres for a new lagoon cell that would significantly increase capacity at an additional cost of some $300,000 to $500,000. No final decisions were made, with engineers to return with additional engineering and cost estimates. Council was asked for consensus to continue restoration of the brick wall at the south of the Kester block. A private gift of $30,000, as well as around $5,000 from Pony Up funds, would fund about half of the expected cost. Work could not begin until May 2023. It was agreed the project should be continued. Approval was given for purchase of a dump trailer for Cemetery and Parks from Travelong of Waterville at a cost of $15,000. After a lengthy discussion, consensus was to seek approval for available staff that would allow extending opening of the city pool on weekends. Mayor Jason Barnes brought up the lack of daycare availability. A back-and-forth discussion regarding the options and potential grant funding drew various comments, and consensus was to look into other similar-sized communities and explore creative partnerships that have been used. The need for additional workforce housing also came up several times during the conversation. Two Seneca landowners are challenging a Planning Commission recommendation for a zoning change that will allow expansion of Ag Partners Cooperative Complex, the west edge of Seneca. Brett Olson and Ashley Nordis filed a petition for judicial review with the Nemahal County District Court, citing negative health consequences and economic damages that would result from issuance of a conditional use permit for the project proposed off U.S. Highway 36. The Seneca City Attorney reportedly does not believe there is merit to the suit in his response.
Stephen Leroy Reedy, age 79, of Goldsboro, North Carolina, formerly of Hanover, passed away Sunday, August 7th. Funeral services will be on Saturday, August 13th at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Private interment will be held at St. John's Catholic Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests donations to support St. John's Church and School in Hanover. Dolores Krug, age 92, passed away Wednesday, August 3rd. Funeral service will be at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 13th at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. A private family burial service will be at a later date. Visitation will begin at noon until 9 p.m. Friday, August 12th at Kinsley Mortuary. The family will greet visitors from 5 to 7 p.m. that evening at Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dolores Krug. Robert Bob Griswold, 86, passed away Monday, August 8th. Funeral service will be 10 a.m. Monday, August 15th at the Evangelical United Church of Christ, Marysville. Burial will be in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation will be Sunday, August 14th from noon to 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville. Family will receive friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Griswold. John Anthony Hynek, 92, of Hanover, passed away Monday, August 8th. Funeral service will be Monday, August 15th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial will be in the Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, August 14th at Hanover Mortuary, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Vigil service follows at 7 p.m. at St. John's Catholic Church. A memorial fund has been established to St. John's Catholic Church. Contributions may be sent in care of the Hanover Mortuary. Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Hynek.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s throughout Iowa.
The lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the mid 80s and mid 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying extremely mild throughout Friday night, clear with our lows in the lower 70s throughout Iowa, the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high for this time in August, 90 degrees. Record high on this date, 101. Average low for this time, 65, and record low, 50. Sunset this evening at 8:30 and sunrise in the morning at 6:36.
Get ready. The most well-known of the meteor showers is about to peak. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 11th, the 223rd day of the year. Actress Viola Davis has a birthday, and the summer's dog days end today. One of the year's principal meteor showers, the Perseids, reach their peak tonight and tomorrow. But the full Sturgeon moon sheds a bit too much light for optimal viewing. The full moon rises around sunset and sets around sunrise the next morning. So it looks like your best chance at seeing meteors will be in the dark hours before dawn and when the moon is low. Even if the viewing conditions aren't the best, you're likely to spot some meteors during the maximum lights of the Perseid meteor shower. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more about space and meteor showers online anytime at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. MJ Melendez had a tie-breaking homer in the seventh inning to send the Royals past the Chicago White Sox 8-3 Wednesday night in Kansas City. Melendez and Salvador Perez both had three hits and two RBI for the Royals. After leading all minor leagues with 41 home runs last year, Melendez has 14 in 81 big league games this season. Soldiers from Fort Riley were welcomed home from a nearly year-long deployment to Europe as thousands honored them at Military Appreciation Day with Sporting KC. The Big Red One says soldiers from Fort Riley, assigned to the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team, 1st Infantry Division, were welcomed home during the pregame ceremony on the August 6th Major League Soccer match between Sporting KC and the Los Angeles Galaxy. The Army said just over 150 soldiers took to the Children's Mercy Park field for Military Appreciation Day. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
We make it easy.
for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
As former Kansas State quarterback legend Colin Klein begins his first season as offensive coordinator and Nebraska transfer Adrian Martinez prepares to start under center, the K-State Wildcats offense is entering a new era. The coaches say fans should prepare to be excited about the return of offensive lineman Taylor Poitier. He had been itching to get back at right guard since hurting his knee in the first day of full pads last year. The offense, of course, runs to its biggest weapon, All-American Deuce Vaughn. The junior running back has been raking in the preseason honors after ending his 2021 campaign with over 1,400 yards on the ground, nearly 470 in the air, and 22 trips to the end zone. Ottawa University took the top spot in the 2022 KCAC Volleyball Preseason Coaches Poll following the 2022 KCAC Volleyball Media Day. McPherson College was second in the polls, followed by Kansas Wesleyan University. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Quality, integrity, durability, the values that make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment with growth opportunities, excellent wages, and benefit package that includes profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance to drive to work, summer schedule, comprehensive insurance package with a $500 deductible, and much more. Learn more by calling Landall Company or apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Thank you for your support from RX Drug. Complete prescription service, plus medication and supplements are available from your locally owned and operated Health Mart Pharmacy. Remember them as well for everyday health care and medical needs, convenience, and gift items too. Proud to support the Marysville community and make this our home as well. The professional pharmacists and staff at RX Drug in downtown Marysville welcome your business.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Pretty to look at, but scary to see, if you're an aphid, that is. The green lacewing is an important predator of soft-bodied insects like aphids, mealybugs, small caterpillars, and more. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The adult green lacewing is about 3/4 inch long. It's light green with lacy wings and two large golden eyes. You may see them feeding on flowers, eating pollen and nectar, or near a colony of aphids eating the clear sticky honeydew the aphids secrete. This is also a prime location for laying their eggs, each egg perched upon a thin upright filament attached to the plant. The immature stage, known as an aphid lion, is brown and white with a protruding hooked jaw and resembles an alligator. They're voracious feeders, eating 100 or more aphids in a week, along with spiders, mealybugs, whitefly, small caterpillars, and more. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money.
Find out more at plantskydd.com.
The general public usually wants its elected officials to be fiscally responsible. But the purchase the commissioners in Kit Carson County made was so over the top, they had to be removed from office. What did they purchase? The answer is well known to our listeners on KNAB in Burlington, Colorado. We say hello to them and return after this.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Joe Downey says this carousel was built in Philadelphia and then shipped to Colorado.
Elitch Gardens, a big amusement park that's still in existence in Denver, purchased it in 1905 as a premier ride for their park.
But within two decades, carousel companies had developed a mechanism to make the figure on the ride go up and down. And Elitch Gardens was ready to upgrade.
So they sold this one to Kit Carson County to use at their fair. They had a week-long fair for $1,200. The citizens in 1928 decided that $1,200 was way too much, and they were squandering the taxpayers' money.
So all three county commissioners were subsequently defeated when they ran for re-election.
This was not a kid's ride. In 1905, amusement parks were built for adults, and you won't be disappointed. No, it does not go up and down, but it goes 12 miles an hour as it builds up to full speed.
That's 5 miles per hour faster than most carousels built today. The organ that plays the music is equally impressive.
This is a Wolitzer Monster military band organ. There are only three Monster military band organs that we're aware of. They're very loud. It has one volume. Can't turn it down. We do have a kind of a cloth and wood on one side so the operator does not go deaf.
The carousel is open for rides and charges five times what it did back in 1928, which still isn't very much.
Cost 25 cents. Over the years, people have commented that we could make more money to support it if we charged more, and we agree. But 25 cents is, that's part of its magic.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Burlington, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.
Faithful will remain.
God's purest choice, restore my soul when chains and tears are past. All safe and blessed, we shall.
Trees, branches, and brush on your property can be put to good use. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Build a brush pile and create quality escape and nesting cover for wildlife as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A huge brush pile in the field, a back corner of the yard, or along the edge of a timber can provide shelter and quality habitat needs for small animals and birds. Scott Shalloway is a wildlife biologist in West Virginia. He says it's perfectly fine to toss your trees and other herbaceous materials in a heap and call it good. But if you really want to cater to the critters, start with a foundation of concrete blocks and PVC pipe.
And that provides little tunnels and escape avenues for small mammals and reptiles, too, once you get the brush pile built. And then once you get that stuff in place, then I like to build a tic-tac-toe board arrangement of branches, build that up maybe 4 or 5 layers high.
Then put a cover on it. Something like an old sheet of plywood or sheet metal will prevent the pile from getting waterlogged in the rain and offer extra protection in the snow. On top of that, add a few more logs and brushy material. Shalloway says you don't have to build the pile all at once. Add to it as the materials become available. The brush pile won't decompose, but gravity will pull it down over time.
So it's a good idea to just get in the habit of maybe once a year gathering up material that has presented itself and just adding to the pile. Bigger is better. You can't make a brush pile too big. And so you can add to it over time, and the bigger it is, the longer it'll last.
Evaluate the success of your brush pile simply by observing it. Early in the morning, watch for songbirds leaving. If predators are patrolling the area, you'll see critters dashing inside to escape danger. When it snows, look for tracks around the perimeter. Find more tips for building a brush pile for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
How developed nations can help feed the developing world more efficiently. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.
soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Executive Director David Beasley of the United Nations World Food Program says it's way more cost-effective to provide food aid to people in their home countries than it is to accept them as refugees from those countries. He cites a study in Germany where the government spent $125 billion over 5 years on 1 million Syrian refugees.
That's 70-some-odd dollars per day. That same Syrian, if we reach them inside Syria, is 50 cents a day. And the Syrian doesn't want to be in Germany. They want to be home. And it's a lot more expensive to deal with it when they leave the country.
In a related example, Beasley says the U.S. was spending millions to care for children in aid centers in Central America, more than $3,700 per child per week.
What do you think the American taxpayer would rather do? Spend $3,750 at a shelter, or $1 to $2 giving agricultural support to the farmers in Guatemala or Honduras or El Salvador or Nicaragua, whatever it might be? We've got solutions. We just need to drive it politically to be strategic in our aid and not just spending it foolishly.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. Community Hoosier, while moving a farm from one generation to the next is sometimes easier said than done, and making sure your family farm has a transition plan in place is very important, according to Oklahoma State University's Dr. Shannon Farrell, who talks about why it's important to have a transition plan in place for your farm or ranch now.
If we talk to farmers and ranchers, almost invariably what they're going to tell us is most important to them is that they want to keep their family together and they want to keep their family farming, and ideally they probably want to keep their farm together as well. If you don't have a plan, there are just too many forces working to pull those things apart. So I think really if your objective is to keep that farm operation together and hopefully keep your family together as well, you've really got to be proactive about that because there are just too many ways for that to go wrong if you don't.
He goes on to say that it's best to come up with a plan now while everyone is healthy and happy.
You know, that's one of the biggest challenges is to help people understand that if you're proactive and have that conversation while everybody is, you know, mentally well, they're physically well, versus when somebody's in an emergency room or the hospital or something like that, you can make better decisions, you have more time to work out the tools that you need to have, and you have more time to implement those tools. You know, if we're really trying to talk about moving a farm operation from one generation to the next, to make that financially viable, we might be looking at a 20, 25-year, 30-year horizon, and so the time to start's now, versus most people looking at this as an estate issue and saying, well, people can just have it when I die, but there are lots of things that can go wrong with that approach, so the sooner you start, the better.
He says oftentimes families try to be fair in their approach by splitting everything down the middle, but that doesn't quite always work.
We've talked about the fact that, you know, equal isn't equitable. You know, equal is treating everybody the same, but equitable means treating everybody fairly. And so there are kind of two really key issues when we're talking about splitting stuff down the middle. One of those is that it's just financially not viable for most farms and ranches. The farm simply can't afford for a farm kid to buy out a city kid just based on the cash flow of the farm or ranch.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty Eck Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Explorer. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty at Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty at Ford today or start online at RustyAtFord.com and go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty at Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's National Good to Excellent rating for corn and soybeans moved a bit lower in the past week due to another week of hot, dry weather in parts of the Midwest and Plains and excessive rain and flooding in parts of the eastern Corn Belt. 58% of the U.S. corn crop called good to excellent 3 points less than a week ago. 90% of the crop is now silking compared to the five-year average of 93. 45% at the dough stage compared to 49 on average, and 6% of the crop is dented nationwide compared to an average of 9. 59% of soybeans good to excellent condition, down 1 point from a week ago. 89% blooming compared to 89 normally, and 61% in the pod setting stage. The five-year average is 66. Wheat harvest continues to roll along, 86% now complete. The average is 91, primarily that is north and now in the Pacific Northwest. That spring wheat planted acres, 64% good to excellent, a drop of 6 point, and harvest is going on at about 9%. The cotton crop, 31% good to excellent, and pasture land, 24% of U.S. pastures and rangeland in good to excellent condition, 1 point below a week ago, but the Texas number at 90% is in the poor to very poor category. And USDA announcing funding for a couple of outreach and education efforts for farmers and ranchers. The Farm Service Agency investing $10 million for ag-oriented taxpayer education, as well as $4.5 million in outreach for the Conservation Reserve Program Transition Incentives Programs. Both efforts help advance equity and access to USDA programs in agriculture. FSA's $10 million investment fund and new taxpayer education and asset protection initiative is a partnership with the University of Arkansas, National Farm Income Tax Extension Committee, and others. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Try to keep the dust from wafting around the feedlot. It's better for the animals, farm workers, and will keep your neighbors happy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Cattle lays around the feedlot during the heat of the day, but when they start moving later in the afternoon, they kick up a lot of dust and dried manure. When the wind goes down, it just hangs in the air. It's a nuisance, can cause animal health and performance issues, and make your neighbors cranky if they're covered with it. Larry Howard is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says you can't remove these particles from the air, but there are a couple of things you can do to minimize it.
Be out there routinely maintaining those pens with box scrapers or some kind of mechanism to scrape that dust off of those pens. A lot of producers will then stockpile that dust and then they'll haul it to the field location when the crops are out of the field. And then the other thing that we want to make sure that we do is to have a good hard surface. That pen surface has got compacted manure soil there. It will help minimize some of those dust occurrences.
Your other ally in the war on dust is water, and it also provides another benefit.
The prime time for dust is also the time that we have heat stress in our cattle. So adding water will not only help the pen surface, but it'll also help cool some of those cattle in those heat stress situations. And that can be applied by either the sprinkler system. Sometimes there's, you know, mobile units like a water truck that could be used to moisten that surface.
There is a fine line. Put down too much water and you'll have a muddy mess. Another dust mitigation option is having vegetative barriers such as a windbreak or shelter belt. They help capture some of the airborne particles. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling feedlot dust at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through the Thursday today. Wrapping up here in just a little bit, we'll see how we close. We've been pretty consistent on the board throughout the days. Grains and livestock have been overall mostly higher. Feeder cattle's kind of dropped down into the red. Everything else doing relatively well. In the corn market, September corn's up 8.25 cents to 6.29 and a half. December corn's up by 8.5 cents to 6.27 even a bushel. In the wheat market, September KC wheat is seeing some gains near 12.25 cents up to 8.85 even. December's up 11.25 to 8.87 and 3 quarters. Over in the soybean market, some decent gains. They've slowed down slightly, but still strong here. August soybeans are up 27.75 cents right now to 17.16 and a half. September up by 13.75 cents to 15.22 and 3 quarters. In the meal market, mostly higher here as August meal is up $10.20 to 5.25 and 80 cents, with September up 8.60 to 4.58 and a quarter. In the soybean market, oil market, August oil is up by 32 cents to 70.88. Looking at cotton, they've taken a big bit of a jump over the last hour or so. October cotton's up $3.35 right now, sitting at 110 and 10 cents. December cotton's up 3.87 to 104.81. And the oats market is mostly higher, with September oats up 13 and 3 quarters to 4.42, even a bushel. Real quick, in the livestock market, as we mentioned, started off mostly higher. We're kind of mixed right now. August live cattle's up $1.07 to 104.27. October live cattle's in the green 65 cents to 145.12. Feeder cattle mostly lower here, down by 87 cents to 179.80. And September down 37 cents to 184.62. Lean hogs have some green here, with August up 12 cents to 122.37. U.S. dollar index today for September is slightly lower, down by 16 cents right now, sitting at 104.91. 30-year bonds are down by a point at 140.18. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty at Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Explorer. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty at Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty at Ford today or start online at RustyAtFord.com. You'll go to our custom ordering page.
Plus, Rusty at Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.
Since 2006, K-State has hosted 93 students for the K-State Research and Extension Summer Research Fellowship. For Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett with the K-State Radio Network. K-State Associate Professor Greg Aldrich provides information on what the program encompasses for these students.
What we are doing is bringing in students from underrepresented minorities into the university community, and we're trying to give them an experience in the area of research, primarily in agricultural research. They've been recruited to come to Kansas State University, and then for a few weeks prior to their arrival, we've started with a number of different introductions, orientation, training programs, and the such. And when they arrive, then it's boots on the ground. We're ready to go into the research project. Each of them will have completed a research project from start to finish, the scientific method, and it will culminate then with a presentation at the end of their research and some of their findings.
2022 KSRE Summer Research Fellow Kiara McAllister shares what her experience here at K-State has been like this summer.
My name is Kiara. I'm from Miami, Florida. I currently attend Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. I'm going into my senior year studying animal science pre-veterinary, my hopes of getting into vet school within the next year. I found out about this program actually through the Manners Conference, through my USDA liaison. He introduced me to Dr. Wiley, and from there she was like, oh, I would love to have you. So I actually applied and I was accepted. It's actually been really fun. I'm thankful for like the people that I've met here and my research professor and Caitlin, the graduate assistant. I feel like I've learned a lot through how to present and through doing research and what it takes to be in graduate school. I learned a lot about the process that it takes now. So I feel like it's really helped me through research and then also just knowledge and then making connections through friends here as well.
Aldrich shares that the fellows' work in the summer program is an all-encompassing experience and describes the cat food preference research study that Kiara actually worked on this summer.
That's exactly what Kiara's been involved in, is the development of that process. So it's not like this was something that's cookie cutter that we already had and scripted out and we knew exactly what we were going to do. She and the team have been working on the apparatus that we're using. They've been working on the food product and how we manufacture it to make sure that it's flavorful but not too flavorful. And it doesn't detract from the overall test. And then the execution or the timing, the sequencing of how those cats were going to be exposed to the apparatus and the food to see whether or not we could get them to discriminate from one flavor or the next or one aroma to the next. And so it's taken a lot of steps to get there.
That was K-State Associate Professor Greg Aldrich and fellow Kiara McAllister. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Andy Y. We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.